Today's Shir in Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We begin at the very last line of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We're still in Hilchos Tefillin Simen Chav Zayin. And here we have a very important discussion today about lefties and the proper placement of which hand should you put the Shel Yad. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, V'ita Yad Yemino, if a person is a lefty, he uses his left hand, as we'll see, primarily versus his right hand. We'll see in what way. So the Mechaber says, Im ose kol melachto bismolo, if he does most things with his left hand, miniach bismolo, shehu yomin shel kol adam, then he puts it on his left hand, i.e. his weaker hand, which would be called the right hand of all other people. In other words, a true lefty puts his tefillin shel yad on his right hand. Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph tells us that we've already discussed some of these halachos earlier in Sif Katan Yud Beis. In Siv Katan Chav Beis, the Mishnah Brura writes, Yad Yemino, and he says, Va'afilu nase iter ayidei shehir galatzmo achar kach, lo nolad kach. The Mishnah Brura points out that these halachas that we're going to talk about a lefty are applicable even if the person made himself into a lefty. He was born righty, but he forced himself, for whatever the reason, into becoming a left-handed person. So such a person also, yoniach biyomim. So his stronger hand is now his left hand. His yad keha, his weaker hand, is his right hand. So he places the tefillin on yad keha, on his right hand, which is everyone else's stronger hand, but for him it's his yad keha. And then he adds, the Mishnah Brura, V'chol shekein im min hashamayim hirgilu. And certainly if God caused you, so to say, to have the change in the strength of your hand, dahainu shenolad lo choli b'yemino, somehow his right hand became weak with, let's say, a stroke or some other illness, v'nita lakoach b'yemino, when the power of his right hand is now diminished compared to his left hand, or chas v'sholom ushenikta lo kaf yodo hayemonis, if the palm of his hand was cut off, so he certainly uses his left hand now as the dominant hand, v'tzorich lasus komalachto b'smolin, he now does essentially everything with his left hand. Bivadai, the Mishnah Brura says, Dino ki'iter gomur. Such a person is now a full-fledged lefty, and yaniach aliyad haritzutza, and he puts the tefillin on the weaker hand, on the right hand. Then, imchaza libriyu, so if Baruch Hashem, he has a miraculous recovery, and his weakened right hand now becomes stronger again. The nasa sholit b'shteyod of b'shove, and he becomes ambidextrous. He now can use both hands. Hariyuk kholodim, he falls back to being like a regular person who's a righty, and would put his tefillin ben on the left hand. In Sif Katan Chav Gimel, the Mishnah Brura just comments when the Mechaber said, Imose kol melachto b'smol, if he does all of his melachos, the Mishnah Brura says the same thing would apply if he does the majority. Hu adin afilu rak rov melachto. If the left hand is the dominant hand, he does most things, but some things he still does better with his right hand. We'll talk about writing in a moment, but this is everything but writing. So 85% of the things he does with his left hand, 15% of the things he does with his right hand, so that person is also called the lefty in halacha, and we'll put the tefillin on the right hand. In Sif Katan Chav Daled, the Mishnah Brura reminds us, Im hinicho b'yemino, if he does put it on his right hand, shehu small kol adam, which is everyone else's small, in other words, if he puts it on his stronger hand, his dominant hand, which is everyone else's weaker hand, so if a lefty puts the tefillin on the left hand, af b'di'evid lo yotza. This is brought down from the Chut HaSheni, that you're not even yotzei b'di'evid, you have not put on tefillin properly. The tefillin is supposed to be put on yad keha, and this is not your yad keha. And then he tells us to look at the Bir Halacha. In the Bir Halacha, there's a much more detailed discussion of this machlokes, or the statement that the Chut HaSheni made, is not agreed upon by everyone. And the Shari Tshuva brings down over here, in the name of the Bala Itur, in the name of the Beis Yosef, Nira de Svira Le de Yotza, that there would be those that would say that you are in fact Yotze if you put a lefty, a true lefty, puts his tefillin on his left hand, would still be Yotze. However, the Bir Halacha says, Udvarov ein michuvarm. It's not so clear. He doesn't understand this shita. And then he goes into some detail, bringing rayas from Hilchos Lulav, as to a person who's a righty, if you hold the lulav in the left hand, and a number of other rayas back and forth. And basically, the Bir Halacha concludes, says, Achakach motzosi b'chut hasheni shemavar kein divrei balo iter b'roz k'mo shekosabdu. So he says that basically, the understanding of the Bala Iter, which seemed to be in conflict with the Chut HaSheni, so basically he says they are really all in agreement, and his psak in the Mishnah Brura is the correct psak. One is in fact not Yotze if a lefty puts his tefillin on the left hand. Then we go back to the Mechaber, and the Mechaber writes, what happens if a person is truly ambidextrous? B'yem sholeit b'shtei yodov, if a person can do things equally well with his right or his left hand, Meniach b'smol kol adam. Then he puts it on the left hand of all people, i.e. he puts it on the left hand, even though he can use his left hand, his right hand is at least equally as good, so then he's considered a righty in halacha, and he puts the tefillin on the left hand. The Mechaber continues and he says, now we introduce the new concept of writing. Until now we've just been talking about general, which is the dominant hand, but now we introduce the specific fact about writing. V'im koseh b'yamino, the Mechaber says, if you write with your right hand, ushar kol ma'aseh oseh b'smolo, but otherwise you're a lefty dominant person, or O kosei b'smol, or you write with your left hand, ushar kol ma'aseh oseh b'yamin, you're otherwise righty dominant. So in other words, it's different between which hand is your dominant hand and which hand you write with. In both cases, whichever way it is, the lefty or the righty, in terms of writing, and all the others are the other hand, Yesh Omrim, the Mechaber brings down one opinion that says, Shioniach Tefillin Biyad Shetash Koach. He should put the tefillin on the weaker hand, because Deboinon Yod Keo, you need to put it on the weaker hand. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sif Katan Chavav, wrote Salomar, Dixiva, the weaker hand, is the hand that you write with. Ein lo shum maila mishum mishar malocha yichidis. It does one thing, you write with it. V'yazlinen bosarov ha-maisim v'hi nikres smol. So therefore, the hand that you write with, if that's the only thing that you do with that hand, all other things are done with the opposite hand, so then the powerful hand, the main hand, the quote, right hand, is the hand you do most things with, and even though you write with the other hand, you would put the tefillin on the hand that you write with. This is the first opinion that's brought down by the Mechaber. This is the opinion that the Vilna Gaon holds like. Then the Mechaber brings, V'yesh Omrim, Shayad Shekosev Bo Hi Chashuva. The hand that you write with, he brings down in the Yesh Omrim, is the important hand, even though you do most things with the other hand. But writing determines which hand is called the dominant hand. Hayad Shekosev Bo Hi Chashuva Yomin. That's the hand that's called the right hand. In regards to putting on tefillin, and therefore, you put your tefillin on the hand that you don't write with, even though the majority of activities are done with that hand, but writing is the key determinant. Not like opinion one of the Yesh Omrim, that it's the hand that you do the most with, it's the determinant, and writing is just one of the activities, and if it's the minority activity, you ignore it. The second opinion is that writing trumps all. And which hand you write with, that's the hand that is considered the dominant hand, and you put the tefillin on the other hand. And the Ramah says, Hagah v'hochi nohog. The Ramah paskins like the second opinion that writing is the key determinant. In Siv Katan Chav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes that the Chashuva Yomin, the hand that you write with, is considered the important hand, the dominant hand. Why is this? Tersiv, according to the second Yesh Omrim, according to the second opinion that the Mechaber brought down, which the Ramah agrees with, because the Mishnah Berurah says, Dixiv ushartam uksavtam, the two are connected. Kshira has to be done with the hand that you do ksiva with. Mashma, deba'oso, yod shekosiba, the hand that you write with, that's the hand that you tie the tefillin onto the weaker hand. Tzarech liksharas ha-tefillin al hayod shekinegdo. The Mishnah Berurah continues and then brings down in the name of the Magen Avraham, Miu, kishalo nolad kein, if a person wasn't born this way, rak achar kach hirgil atzmo lichtov bismol, he's trained himself, however, subsequently after his birth, to write with his left hand, ushar ma'isav oseb yomim, but all other things he's righty dominant, then yoniach bismol kol odom, then he puts the tefillin on the weaker hand, on the left hand, even though he writes with that hand, since that's not his natural writing hand, he trained himself to write with his left hand, it's still considered Yad Keya, even according to this Yesh Omrim and according to the Ramah. Dirshu Note 25 brings down the reasoning of the Magen Avraham. He says, even though, as we just said, the Ramah agrees with the second opinion of the Mechaber that says writing is critical, but in this case where he taught himself to write with the weaker hand, it's still called the weaker hand. Because according to the Bach, since according to the Bach, if you write with your weaker left hand, but you do everything else with the right hand, that's not considered a separate discussion. That's considered that your writing hand is still your weaker hand. Everybody would agree in that situation, according to the Bach, that you put the tefillin still on the weaker hand that you write with, which is your left hand. And similarly, if you trained yourself, you also have to put it on the weaker hand. Therefore, he says, so then, combining these two shittos, he says, that's why the Magen Avraham holds over here that you would put the tefillin on the left hand, which you write with, because that's the only thing that you really do with your left hand, and you trained yourself to do that. So combining these two shittos makes that the halacha according to Magen Avraham. Continuing in Dirshu Note 25, what happens if it's the other way around? He's a natural lefty, and he trained himself to write with his right hand. So he brings down the Shelus Uchulus Elev called Shlomo, that you should, in that situation, Yiniach Al Yad Smo, you put it on the left hand, because writing is the determining factor. The Ken Kosev Shelus Shuvas Haratzvi, the Hosif Shekidei Lotzeis Yedei Kol Hadeos Yachzor Ula Hargilas Asmo Lichto Bismo. He says, if you want to make sure that you do it right, untrain yourself and learn again to write with your left dominant hand so you don't run into this problem. He brings down then the Igus Moshe, where Moshe writes, Shekivan Shenechliku Shtei Adeos B'Shulchan Aruch Bedino Shalmi Shekosev B'Yad Shmol V'Ose Sharm Lochs B'Yad Yomin. Since we have this machlokus between the two opinions that the Mechaber brings down, V'Od Nechliku Adeos B'Din Misha Hirgilas Atzmo Shalok Ketivo, and when you add to that the halach of a person who changed his natural tendency and trained himself to do the other side, Yeshlismoch B'Tzir Kazeh Aldas Asovim Shalokhan Acharov HaMlochos. In this situation, Rav Moshe says you can rely upon, you go after the dominant hand, we do the majority of things, the kenkos of Rav Yashiv Zatzal, likewise held like Rav Moshe. The halacha brewer brings down a very interesting additional idea, and he says, Roy sha'achar ha'tfilo yachzor v'yaniach tfilin below bracha al hayad ha'shniyah. In order to get around this tremendous machlokus over here, we have so many different opinions as to which is the dominant hand, which is the weaker hand, he says that a person who truly isn't falling into this matzav where he writes with one hand but does most of the other things with the other hand should actually put tfilin on both hands. Obviously, getting separate pair of tefillin so you don't run into all the problems of a lefty with putting on righty tefillin, etc. And then he should put on the second pair of tefillin, say Kriyashma, the Yotzei Dechova Lekol Hadeos. Very interesting shita. I know a great Rosh Hashiva who does this halacha l'maisa. In Sivkot and Chavches, the Mishnah Brewer writes, Ayin and the Bir Halacha, to explain the Shita of the Ramah of Ahochi Nog, to follow the second opinion brought down by the Mechaber, and he goes through a long Arichus, explaining with the Magen Avraham and other opinions as to why we in fact hold like this. The Bir Halacha essentially concludes, he says, Im Kosev B'Yemino, if one writes with his right hand, Ushar Kol Ma'isav Oseb is small, and everything else he does with his left hand, Mach Mashnei Kalo, because it's easier for him to do so, nevertheless, Yoniach HaTfilin B'Smol Kol Adam, such a person should put his tefillin on his left hand, because he writes with his right hand, Kach Nira L'Aniyaz Daiti, that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes at the conclusion of that Bir Halacha. When this situation does come up for a bar mitzvah boy, one should really seek out a gadol b'Yisrael to decide what he should do. As I mentioned, the halacha brewer does suggest even doing both opinions. That's very difficult and complicated for a brand new bar mitzvah boy. Certainly when one gets older, that might be an option. Certainly one should rely upon the psak of a gadol b'Yisrael to tell the child which hand he should put the tefillin shel yad on as he becomes a bar mitzvah. Siv Zayin, Apo Bishiyesh Li Odom Maka B'Mokom Anochas Tefillin, even though you have some sort of a wound with an area on the arm you're supposed to put the tefillin, Yoniach Tefillin, you still put the tefillin there, Ki Mokom Yesh Bezro Loniach Shtei Tefillin, because there's enough room in the biceps to put on two pair of tefillin even, Ki Oetzem Asomuch Labeis HaShechi, because in the upper half, the quadrants 3 and 4 that I talked about the other day, Mechetzio Ad HaKobdo Huma Kom Anochas Tefillin, the upper half is not the right place to tefillin, but in the zone 2, between the start of the biceps to the middle of the biceps, according to the Mechaber and the Ramah, there is room for two pair of tefillin over there, and therefore that's what one should do if one has a wound, make sure he finds room to put the tefillin in. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavtes just really says what I just said outside. It doesn't mean to put it on the elbow itself, obviously. It doesn't mean to put it in the first zone, the first quadrant of the lower arm, but one should put it in the biceps from the start of the biceps until the middle of the biceps. If there is no room there because of the wound, then one can rely upon the Vilna Gaon's Shita that says you can put it in the upper part of the biceps from the zone 3, the middle of the biceps, till the end of the biceps. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, if it really is that painful and you can't put the tefillin on, then you're exempt from putting on the tefillin shoyad, and just put on the tefillin shorosh. Dirshu Note 30 brings down the fascinating question about a person who may have a tattoo. in the area of the biceps, the people that are Bali Tshuva, that in the early part of their life may have been sailors or had a tattoo for whatever the reason on their arm, and it may not have been a tznias sticker picture on the arm, and now they put the tefillin on the arm, a very interesting discussion. Ideally, try to cover up as much of the picture as possible, the tattoo as possible. If there's still room to put the tefillin on the arm, then you can do it in that fashion. So just to repeat this important idea in the Mechaber, Ha'etzem asomuch lebeis ha'shechi, mechetzio ad ha'kobdo, hu mekomenoch ha'tefillin. Zone 2, and possibly zone 3, is the ideal place to put on the tefillin. Siv ches, orech ritzua shoyad. How long should the ritzua of the shoyad be? It should be long enough, k'dei shetakif es hazroa. It should be long enough that you can wrap it around the arm, v'yikshor mimena ha'kesher, that you can tighten the knot around the shoyad, v'simosach al etzba emtsoes, and run through the krichos that we'll talk about in a second, on the arm, all the way down to the long finger of the person, v'yichroch mimena al etzbo, and you wind it around on the middle finger, shlosha krichos v'yikshor, and then you tie it three wrappings, and then you are done. The Brewer in Sivkot and Lamed tells us that these three wrappings, Shnayim beperach hatachton, two of them are on the middle finger in the upper joint. He calls it the perach hatachton. It's as you have the hand up in the air, it's the lowest joint, i.e. it's the one closest to the wrist. The echad beperach emtsoy, and one in the middle joint of the middle finger. The Yeshomim dechila echad beperach emtsoy. Others say, no, you wrap first once around the middle joint, v'achakach shnayim beperach hatachton, and then one in the most proximal, in the one joint that is closest to the wrist, you wrap that twice. V'osan akrichus yasa acha anocha shel rosh. And this you do after you put the shel rosh on. And the process is that you put on the shel yad, you tighten it, you make the bracha right before you tighten it, then you wrap around seven times on the arm, as the Mechaber then tells us, v'noagim olam lichroch al azra shisha o shiva, six or seven wrappings of the ritzua on the arm. These krichos over here, there are different customs, which we have previously spoken about. This is the one that is the most common one, and the Mechaber brings down. Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph points out that we do seven, not six. Anan Nagig and Shiva. Halacha Brewer talks out that these seven are on the forearm. Some don't count the one that is wrapped around the upper arm. And then the Mishnah Brewer brings down the Shari Tshuva, who says that you have to do these seven krichos on the forearm itself, and not like some do, three on the upper arm and then four on the forearm. Finally, the Ramah writes, Hagav, ein lichrol charitzua al hatitura, kedei lechask al yad. We don't wrap the tefillin around the actual titura, which is the distal part of the base of the tefillin, in order to keep it tight in its place. And the Mishnah Brewer says in Sivkot Lamed Beis, shekfar niskayim ukshartam b'ritzua sh'al ha-mavarta, because we include already the idea of tying it when we pass the ritzua through the mavarta. That's the part where the ritzua goes through the tefillin. Ukamo b'tefillin sh'arosh, t'tali b'ritzua sh'betoch ha-mavarta. And then the Mishnah Brewer explains that we don't wrap it around the titur because the titur has more kedusha than the ritzu, and it's improper to put the ritzu on top of the titur, even though in Dirshu No. 34 we point out that you're allowed to do this when you're putting the tefillin away. The Mishnah Brewer then points out that those have the custom of not doing the seven wrappings after they've put on the shalyad, are allowed to wrap it around the titura for a small bit until they put on the sharosh, and then afterwards take it off the titura and then do the wrappings of seven times on the arms. Finally, the Halacha Brewer brings down the idea that many have the custom to say v'irasich liliyola, v'irasich libesedek mishu v'chesed rachamim, v'irasich libeamunah v'yadat es Hashem, when they do the three wrappings around the middle finger. That concludes today's shiur.